Merging with Shiva, lesson 15. Find the core of your being. The superconscious mind and the body of the soul have been around a long time. This immortal body of yours has been around a long time and has seen many lives come and go, many experiences pass by the windows of its eyes. Some need no explanation because they are the playing out of vibrations. Others do need an explanation. The explanation that would come and impress you intellectually from your superconscious would give you power, maybe to face an experience that was yet to come. So don't analyze every nuance of a reaction or try to anticipate the next series of experiential patterns. For life is a series of experiences. They were all great experiences. Hold your center. Find the place within you that has never ever changed. That's been the same for many lives. That feeling that has been the same within you since you were a little child up to this very time. Find that. Catch that vibration. And you've caught the vibration of the soul and identified it to your intellectual mind and your instinctive area of the mind. Then build on that. Work with that. Say to yourself, there's something within me that never changes no matter what happens. Work on the analogy that if your foot hurts, your head doesn't hurt. If you have a pain in your stomach, it doesn't mean that you have a pain in your hand. In the very same way, if your emotions are upset and you're suffering, there is an area within you that's calm, peaceful, dynamic, vibrant, watching. That's the body of the soul. Work with that. Find that within you that has never changed, never will change, cannot change. All it can do is become more than what it is. This will give you understanding. This will allow you to inner search because you have an inner anchor, which you're always trying to get into. You have identified the core of yourself very, very thoroughly. And each time you have unwound the emotional patterns and the intellectual patterns of an experience, you've graduated out of that classroom and you're on to greater and fuller experiences in this lifetime. If you would like to live a lifetime where you have no experiences at all because you don't like experiences, you've had a lot of experiences that have been distasteful to you, you cannot do it on this planet. Lifetimes don't come about that way on this planet. But the core of you is the observer of all experience, of the emotional, the instinctive, the intellectual areas of the mind.